Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Qualities of a Leader. Are leadership qualities innate or are they learnable? Answer: they are not innate. Leadership qualities are learnable. How do we know that leadership qualities are learnable? Because leadership qualities are complex skills. And all complex skills are learned skills. Nobody was ever born with innate knowledge of complex tasks. The only instinctive behavior you were born with were the same three behaviors that every other person is born with, which is how to suckle, how to be afraid of loud noises, and how to be afraid of falling. Every other behavior you possess is learned behavior. And that's the same for everyone, even great leaders. All great leaders had to learn their art. All leaders have to learn the qualities of leadership. So you too can learn the qualities of leadership. How can you learn the qualities of leadership? You can learn the qualities of leadership by taking the following three steps. 1. Analyze the definition of leadership and deduce attributes that the definition presupposes. 2. Observe the instances of great leadership and make a list of all the distinguishing characteristics that all great leaders share. And 3. Look at what common weaknesses and vices that all great leaders are careful to avoid. Make a list of the answers to the questions above and you will gain an insight into the qualities of leadership. When you have gained such an insight, then go to work to exemplify the strengths of leaders and to eliminate the weaknesses that are present in all non-leaders. Practice the art until you begin to succeed and then keep going. Let us try to answer the above three questions in an attempt to gain some insights into leadership qualities. 1. Analyze the definition of leadership and deduce attributes that the definition presupposes. The definition of leadership is a member of a team or organization who is primarily responsible for the creation and communication of a clear vision and the ability to inspire others to act in order to achieve the vision. What qualities does this definition presuppose exists in the mind of the leader? Here are three. 1. The ability to create and sustain for years a long-range goal. 2. The ability to communicate the goal clearly to the minds of others. 3. The ability to speak in such a way as to inspire the emotions of desire in the minds of others. All leaders have the above attributes. All of the above skills are learnable. 2. Observe the instances of great leadership and make a list of their shared distinguishing characteristics. Look at the following list of great leaders. Winston Churchill, a political leader. Margaret Thatcher, a political leader. Horatio Nelson, a military leader. Martin Luther King, a civil rights leader. Napoleon Bonaparte, a political and military leader. Walt Disney, a business leader. What additional qualities do these leaders all possess and by virtue of which make them a leader? Here are three additional qualities suggested by the above list. 1, courage. 2, determination. 3, personal initiative. Courage is the ability to move forward and advance in spite of fear or threat. Determination is the ability to move forward in spite of setbacks and defeats. Personal initiative is the ability to act before anyone asks you to, or before the circumstances demand it. All the above three attributes are learnable skills. 3. Look for the common weaknesses and vices that all leaders are careful to avoid. Here are common weaknesses that leaders are careful to avoid. 1. Unfounded pessimism. 2. Laziness. 3. Lack of self-confidence. No leader tolerates unfounded pessimism. Unfounded pessimism is the vice of assuming things will go wrong before you even begin. Laziness. Laziness is the vice of being unwilling to exert your efforts. Laziness is common. No leader tolerates laziness. Leaders expect people to give their best efforts. 3. Lack of self-confidence. Lack of self-confidence is common. No leader tolerates lack of self-confidence. A lack of self-confidence is based upon the fear of failure. Leaders expect to succeed. They expect others to expect to succeed. Here then are our additional qualities. Leaders expect to succeed. Leaders exert their best efforts. Leaders develop self-confidence. All the above three are also learned skills. So here's our final list. The definition of a leader is a member of a team or an organization who primarily is responsible for the creation and communication of a clear vision and has the ability to inspire others to act in order to achieve the vision. Leadership qualities include the following: the ability to create and sustain for years a long-range goal, the ability to communicate the goal clearly to the minds of others, the ability to speak in such a way as to inspire the emotion of desire in others, courage, the ability to move forward and advance in spite of fear or threat, determination, the ability to move forward in spite of setbacks and defeats, personal initiative, the ability to act before anyone asks you to, or before the circumstances demand it. Leaders expect to succeed. Leaders exert their best efforts. And leaders develop self-confidence. Now we have an insight. Let's go to work to exemplify the strengths of leaders and to eliminate the weaknesses that are present in all non-leaders. Practice the art until you begin to succeed. And then, keep going.